but it would be nice to have something in the vicinity of Branson Hollister, that area.
I think that's where your population base is.
The population density is right there.
In regards to numbers, but I have no idea the numbers of people coming from the western versus the eastern side. Mm-hmm.
And people, Branson is a destination, so they're usually going there to shop or to eat or...
On our way into town, let's go ahead and take our recycling. We've been
that's what
keeping
we get.
The garage for a week,
yeah,
or a month, or whatever it is. Yeah, obviously, something in within that area is going to be more beneficial to the overall cause of recycling than not.
Yeah, it might keep your recycling tonnage up as opposed to really dropping off because the transfer station is not a destination unless you have trash.
Right.
But if you did consider having recycled trailers in Branson, and that is not on the table from my supervisor yet at all, but would you have equipment that you could tip those trailers?
You mean once it got to...
Yeah.
If not, I'm sure we could... acquire that, and that's not...
I planned on having a skid steer. It's got a bucket or forks. Yeah.
The trailer is a trailer. You're talking about...
Yeah, I'm talking about getting that cardboard out.
Yeah. Then personally handling each piece of cardboard, you know, it's labor intensive.
What type of trailer? Which one? The recycle trailer?
The great big one. It's a 20-yard. Our trucks
like
can pull it. Well, that's just it. It's not a roll-off.
No, it's just like our green ones,
don't have an
accent bigger.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a way we can figure out something here.
Another alternative you can have is we purchase large, rolling, really big containers, about this, a little bit bigger than this. And as much as we can for the people who are driving through, we have the citizens, if they got cardboard, they take their cardboard out of their truck and put it in that rolling container. We roll that over, and it goes into our bin lifter that I mentioned. That the we were granted one, and we purchased one.
One of them?
No. I have two of those, but no. These are this big, and they're on wheels, and they roll straight into my bin lifters, and they lift all, it's about this deep. They lift that entire bin of cardboard or plastics or whatever overhead and dumps into that baler. So that eliminates some handling. If you're going to have people driving through, you can train your citizens. If you have cardboard, put it right here. If you have metal, put it right here. But you do have to keep an eye on them or else they're putting styrofoam in there.
So
pizza.
I know whenever they bring cardboard in, do they have to break it down first or they just bring...
They are supposed to, yes, but, you know, they show up without it.
And so I know, like, at different restaurants, if you have recycling through Republic or through one of the other trash services, there's just a thin slot, so you can't really put trash in there. I'm sure you could if you really wanted to put a individual banana peel or whatever. But, you know, the idea is that not something that – do you guys utilize that same thing or no?
No. And here's
why. And I say, yeah, why not?
You have to pay – for that bin. It's rented.
And then, I understand that.
And then that company comes down and empties it, so they have to cost the truck. So ours, we just have citizens put it in this bin, we dump it in a baler, we bail it, and then it's worth $100.
I guess my question is why would we not, don't rent it from whoever the trash company, why would we not have the same type of bin to where cardboard, only cardboard goes in this, mm-hmm. and it's obvious that that's all it's going to fit. Mm-hmm. And then we still handle it and do it all, but that way you're not having to have somebody there to sort it.
Well, you have a lot of the older people, and trying to break down a box from Amazon, for example, is not simple if you're older to fit.
But
to
Brent, and that she's right, and
even cutting the tape.
Yeah, I'm guessing we get at least 30% boxes that are not broke down, but our equipment can handle it because that can go in a bin this big. We just dump it in the compactor, and it breaks them down.
Well, I guess for the people, and I'm not trying to, we can't solve every problem for every person, But something like that, then those individuals, hey, I can't break it down and put it in there, then they can travel to the FN-160, and then we do have an attendant there to help break it down. If you are able to break it down and you want to have a drop-off, as an example, do you care if I use the existing place as an example? Okay, so let's say we have the existing place and we have just a trailer there for glass and for cardboard, no attendant. Then the individuals that can break it down, they can put the cardboard in there and we go pick it up once a week or whatever. If you can't break it down, go ahead and you drive it, the citizens themselves drive it to FN-160, and then you have some assistance there to help break it down. I think that there's probably a solution for this stuff, and it may be annoying to some, but again, we can't solve every problem for every person. If they want to recycle, then that's what they will do. If they don't, then they won't. And that's in an ideal world, I would like to see Kizzy Mills, something more Western, and then the FN-160. I think that's probably the most ideal situation to have. But if it doesn't work out like that, I understand that, due to budget restraints and everything else.
So right now, do we feel that we can start trying to move forward as if to see what, to go to the F highway to see everything it'll take there? We may run into some obstacles. But start as if you're going to go there, put and like you're doing, checking everything, what it takes to go there, White River to when they can get the 3 days.
White River's about 3 weeks out on getting three phase at about any point I call them. Mm-hmm. So
how full are those buildings?
I couldn't tell you, Brandon. I haven't been. I can't get in them.
Isn't that where the sheriff stores his evidence?
We didn't have a means to look in.
Right, I was trying to avoid saying that on the air. But yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've asked, but I've had nobody that could give me that answer. And they said, you just have to go out there and look. Well,
Brandy, just to be clear, the city brings this equipment to the county. Oh, everything is green.
Correct.
But you own because of 5 years.
Yeah.
Or 5 year time period.
Cool. Yeah, not the forklift.
Not the forklift.
Yeah. We need that.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome.
Thank you, Scott.
But half of that was paid for through the grant, right?
A portion of it, yes.
Yeah.
But it's out of the 5 year plan, so.
But the bin lifter and
one of the bin lifters.
So what was the other item?
The big green trailer.
The big green trailer could be reassigned by the district if the county would ask for it. It's a board decision by the district and board.
I happen to know somebody on that board.
There you go.
Go ahead.
And that would also include the balers. How many do you have of those? The cardboard?
No, the balers are, is that Greenway's stuff or I can't remember.
We have two long horizontal balers, those are your big workhorses. And those were granted to us, and the city owns those. And then we have two balers from our contractor, and then we have one other baler that was purchased with a grant, so you can have those. If that's what the city decides to do.
You have a bale lifter or a bin lifter that was purchased by your guys' funds, by city's funds?
Yeah, so there's two. One we bought outright and one that's...
And so what are you guys going to do with the one you bought outright?
That hadn't been discussed yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a purpose for it other than recycling?
Not to my knowledge, no. No. I'm sure that could go along with the other equipment also.
And Devin had a picture there of a couple of other bins that you can slide forks into. It's a completely different operation, but those are really handy, and we do own two of them, and they would, be included in the equipment.
I understand you guys. Here's the frustrating, not the frustrating thing. You can make recommendations to the board, or you can make recommendations. You have probably a very large influence. And correct me if I'm wrong, you probably don't have the final say. Is that right?
Correct.
So you're being careful in what you say because you don't want to... I understand that. Whereas here, you have the decision makers. We say yay or nay, and it's done. I understand your hesitancy. My point is if we're all trying to work together to get this done, I can't imagine the city of Branson not doing whatever it takes to make this happen. And so, because again, it's all, you know, we sit there and we talk about taxpayers' dollars. It's all taxpayers' dollars. The crazy thing is we all operate off of sales tax. You guys do as well. Plus other taxes. So, we just need to remember that and work together to fill the need that's before us.
Could I ask the commission to ask Branson to give us a committed list of exactly what they might want to commit to a new recycle location so that Dan and I could...
So we can build a plan around that. Correct. And I think that's a fair...
That has just been asked.
Yep.
Got
yep.
that?
Yep. Got that one?
I think that's what I was...
mm-hmm. Yes, we'll do that.
Are there... I think through the media I was told that the employees would not... They would be repositioned throughout the
Correct.
City.
Yep.
So there's no room employees that we would... But that was your biggest budget expense.
Yeah, we've got those people already repositioned.
Yeah. Well, you've been closed for a while, so they've probably been working somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, they've been in our street department. Okay.
Is there anything else we need to discuss today to move this forward? Do you guys ever feel pretty confident on where we're at and what we're doing?
So, in closing, where we're at, we'll get you the budget, which I've got it right now. Since I get back to the office, I'll email it to all of you all and Devin. And get you a list of the equipment. Is that all on my end? Or Devin? Of course, Devin and I talk every other day just about room somewhere or something.
Yeah, so. If you could get a list of all the equipment that would be committed, that would be good. And
and maybe even equipment that you don't want to commit but you have available.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe there's some way to negotiate that. I'm going to pressure you to give it to us. You're going to pressure us to pay for it. And we'll figure out like a fork truck that maybe we don't need. But.
Well, if they're going to be doing that, knowing that we're going to work to have it open for all the citizens of the county, and we're working
thing.
To not charge the citizens.
Yeah.
And was you going to get info on different locations maybe to put bins to help train the people on what we're trying to eventually achieve that you all could commit to? People to oversee or?
Well, and those are future discussions.
What's that?
Those are future discussions.
Sure. Yeah.
Depending upon what it costs, I don't know that we don't share, and I'm speaking for myself, not for all three, but an idea would be that, hey, you guys provide a facility, we provide an employee, and that I don't know. But,
sure.
Anyways, that's all.
Mr. Clark, you got something to say?
Yeah, if it would be possible. List of equipment that is mm-hmm. going to be presented. Possibly, if you guys have any price of how much it was purchased.
We've got that. Yep.
You want the current value, or do you want previous
list.
New value, or current value?
Would be just what was purchased at.
So you're talking about the value, the new value that it was purchased at, not the worth now.
We don't know that, but we do
know that. If you know the worth now.
Yeah.
You may have a pretty good idea. I mean, you can probably
depreciation schedules.
Not really. It's low. It's like a used car.
I think in statute, if it was to go to the county or my department to inventory it, I think it's new amount of what it was purchased for.
That we have.
Even if it was 14 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they would, if it was something happened to it and it was covered under any kind of insurance or anything like
you'd
that,
want to know
that they would do the depreciation in regards to the insurance. Yes. That's what the statute would say. Thank you.
Well, we'll on all the knowledge we've got, and we'll be looking for more knowledge. And anyone that thinks of anything has to offer, we just want to try to do what we can, the very best we can.
Do we, not to beat a dead horse, you said what does Nixon Ozark do? Or is, where's
they,
the,